Mills Daily.
Another one?
The one for See It, Say It, Sorted.
Just make sure you pay attention.
Yes.
Easy.
Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I see mosh pits. Do you know where they are?
Oh, no. I want Agnes. Three, two.
Radio One.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, I write an ode to Chris's beloved Watford.
It's one of your finest works.
I can't claim it. One of the production team wrote it, but yeah, it was delivered beautifully, I think.
It's delivered as Shakespeare would deliver it. Did Shakespeare ever do any acting, thinking about it? Or was he just the writer?
No, don't remember seeing Shakespeare in anything.
No, he's just a writer, wasn't he? Anyway, the show's done now. We don't need to engage the brain too much, do
we?
No,
and we're not. More chat on whether doing a love scene if you're acting is cheating. There's some people that really aren't happy, including a guy that calls up who's done loads of work in Hollywood, but we also get his partner on and we don't tell him how. And a very good funny business today. Chris cannot contain himself. So it's all going on in Hertfordshire this afternoon, isn't it?
Not massively, to be honest with you, Scott. It's a new assistant manager at Watford, which for me, I don't think you realise it's... I mean, it's relatively big news, but it's not that big news. Not enough that it should take your interest.
Also, outraged, not even mentioned on Newsbeat just then.
Yeah. Well, as I said, it's not that big news.
That's extreme news beating, isn't it?
Extreme news beating.
Where was it, huh?
But it's the assistant manager, not the manager.
But I'm intrigued by his name.
Craig Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm. May I gift something to you now?
Okay, yes, I think I know where this might be going.
Mm-hmm. Sonnet 18, off of Shakespeare.
Mm.
You ready for this?
I don't know. Hang on a minute. Okay, so you're going to go... something for Shakespeare.
Uh-huh. Shall I compare thee to André Gray...
This is amazing already.
Thou art the most lovely of all the hornets. Rough tackles do shake Abdelay Ducray. We pray they be well timed, not late. Sometime too hot, the heart of Deanie shines. And often is his gold finishing dimmed. And whilst flair from Pereira sometimes declines, Daryl Yanmat remains handsomely trimmed. But thy Premier League campaign shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair ball oust. Delafay shall bag a well-taken brace when in injury time Foster shall groast. So long as men can breathe or eyes can see, so long lives this, and Watford gives life to thee.
All of that.
Thank you.
Because the last name of the assistant manager is Shakespeare.
Uh-huh.
Very good. You know, we were talking about this yesterday in movies. If you're a famous actor doing one of those love scenes, you know, full-on rudies, could be kissing, could be more, is that actually cheating? And how actually is that for their partners? Just got a massive reaction yesterday.
Loads of actors came forward and spoke to us. Hello, Aidan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Where are you?
Oh, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
So it is morning. Now, I saw that you got in contact with us yesterday because even though you were born in England, you've done a lot of acting work in America, haven't you?
I have done, yeah. I mean, I did eight years on a TV series called All My Children in New York on ABC and lots of guest stars on other TV shows. And I was listening to BBC Radio 1, listening to you, and you were saying, well, is it cheating if an actor or an actress is making out with, their co-star? Mm. And I just thought, wow, what a great subject.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to call in and say, but, you know, if you're doing it on the set and the director's there and the camera guys are there, then, you know, it's part of your job and not cheating. But so if you were going to rehearse somewhere else or meet together on the weekend where there's no director, that's definitely cheating.
Okay. Aidan, come on now. Right, you're on. Be honest. When you are tonguing a co-star there, right, you can't completely shut off the feelings. There is, you know, it's so intimate. And there's nothing wrong with this, by the way. I'm just saying it is kind of cheating. It's human instinct, isn't it? You are catching some sort of feelings from the situation.
I mean, as a job as an actor, you have to have, you know, if your feelings should be real while you're in that moment. So you shouldn't be lying. So you're definitely, you know, sometimes, you know, you do get that feeling while you're in the moment.
Oh.
And so I suppose you could get an actor on a technicality there.
Right.
Yeah. Can I ask a question? Don't know how I'm going to go about this, Scott, but it's something that I was speaking to you about after the show yesterday.
Yeah, and I think I can help you with this, Chris, actually.
So let's say you're doing a very intimate scene, Aidan.
We had this conversation at length, mm-hmm. as it were, yesterday. Yeah.
But it's purely professional, right? So so you're not right. really getting any of the feelings from it.
No.
However, I think there must be a situation that's unavoidable. I'd like to know how you deal with it. Exactly. When you get a tiny bit overexcited about what's going on. Because it's just human nature, isn't it?
I mean, you can't prevent human nature.
No.
I mean, not unless you're not human. But, I mean, there was one time when a scene just seemed to go on and we were expecting me and this lovely lady for the director to yell cut. And, you know, I don't know if he forgot to or if he was looking at his phone or checking a text, but it went on for about 3.5 minutes. Oh. So we just carried on. And of course, yeah, you know, natural feelings did occur. Yeah,
an accident will be.
It happens sometimes. I mean,
yeah. It's gonna, you don't isn't it? Expect it's gonna happen.
It to happen. Well, yeah, you have to apologise if you do, and sometimes apologise if you don't.
Imagine that. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's a fair point, because if the fellow actor is doing a proper job, you should almost apologise for not getting the...
this is so complicated. Well, here's the thing, right? I've got Aidan's other half on the other line.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Oh, sorry, Jess.
Wow.
I didn't realise.
Yeah, you heard all of that, Jess, right?
Big timing, yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Scott Mills.
Well, it was slightly awkward there. We spoke to Aidan, the actor. He's been active for years in America, but he's actually from here. About the accidental which must occur during the love scenes, you know? Let's hear from his partner then. Jess, what are you thinking, Jess?
Well, I was thinking a lot different until I just heard about the emotions on set. no, I went to see him on set once doing when he was shooting for Tyler Perry, and it just seemed awkward, the kissing and then the stopping and then the... from my side of things, but I can see where there could be some emotion or human instinct that something might happen.
Yeah.
But
an accidental bee.
Yeah.
An accidental bee happens, yeah. Yes.
We've all been there.
Yes, yeah. Now, if I see them connecting off camera, yeah, then I have a problem, yeah, but...
Of course. I get that, but that's not the conversation here. I think it's that you have to be extremely tolerant to stand there and watch your boyfriend or girlfriend getting off with someone else, because they are, yeah, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't there for the 3-minute scene. That probably would have bothered me, but the quick kissing scene, it doesn't bother me too, okay, much.
But you wouldn't fancy being there for the full-on scene?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Okay. See, this is interesting to, yeah, know where your boundaries are as well. Because I wouldn't be cool with it, would you, Chris?
Well, I'd really struggle with that. No,
really
I'm,
would.
I'm just being honest, right? Because it's an unusual situation to be in, even though it is a job.
It's a job.
That we get.
But let's say that your wife was an actress,
yeah,
and had to do that. What are you saying to her?
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm saying to her. It's her job, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I'd have to respect... I wouldn't be with her if I didn't respect that. But also hearing about so many couples that have quite liked the idea of dating an actor, and then it's gotten to a situation where this has happened, and suddenly they're like, no, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
Do you have any rules, Jess?
No, not really. I mean, off-camera rules, of course, but not necessarily.
What about tongues?
I'm not excited about the tongue, but Aidan's told me that they don't use tongue very often, or not at all, 99% of the time.
Okay, Aidan, do you have a situation then when you're with an actor, right, and they're trying to slip the tongue in? How do you block that as a professional?
Stop.
Yeah, well, that's pretty hard to do.
Yeah.
The ultimate thing you could do is just to stop and pull away, but then you'd probably be in trouble because you're wasting thousands of dollars on time. They don't want to redo the scene. So you just, you know, you go with it, you let it happen.
It's
sometimes,
really...
you know, it's just an accidental slip of the tongue. You, yeah, have to go with it.
It's a really difficult one, this. I'm not sure how I would cope with it. How come you guys got in touch with us? Do you listen?
Yeah, we listen every day. You know, just to keep my British roots.
Your voice is amazing.
Well, thank you.
It's brilliant.
Hi. Thanks, Jess. Thanks, Aidan.
Thank you.
See you later.
Scott Mills.
Good times. Remember when on Funny Business, Chris called a company called Mycox Limited and got through to this guy, what, his wife?
my husband, Paul Mycock, has been running the company for 36 years.
No way.
Yes way.
Paul Mycock.
But we've only been limited since 2003.
Yeah, that was a good one. And then I called up this company once on Funny Business and got this lot.
Good afternoon, three-way, Lucy speaking.
It's just such a juvenile game, but yeah, we enjoy it. Funny Business is coming up in the next 10 minutes. Remember, we're always looking for new company names. So if you've got something in your area that always raises a little bit of an eyebrow or gets a little bit of a chuckle in your area, then let us know. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So it's Funny Business. Do you remember, I've just been reminded by Samantha on Twitter, she's like, remember when you called the Fanny Fudge lady at her Airbnb and she was so excited to get the parcel? Good times.
There's someone at the door.
Oh.
I'll just go and answer this.
All right.
Oh, a parcel.
Oh, a parcel.
That's marvellous.
Marvellous, isn't it? Oh, a parcel. Okay, I'm first today. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Two businesses, both with amusing names. Okay. Here we go. One.
Good afternoon, Bonner and Sam. Hello.
Sorry, who have I called?
Bonner and Sam Measles.
Bummer and Sons.
Bonner and Son.
Bonner. Sorry, Bonner and Son.
Bonner and Son.
Okay. Oh, and what's your company?
So, we do removals.
And you, Mrs. Bonner?
I'm Emma Bonner.
Oh, nice to meet you, Emma.
So, how can I help you?
Yes. So, I'm just wondering what area of the UK you do the removals?
So, we cover Cambridgeshire.
Cambridgeshire, okay. Well, that's not too far from me. Okay. And is it house removals or office removals or all sorts?
So we do office removals or domestic, and we do fine art as well.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Okay, well, next time I'm in the area, I'll be sure to pop by.
Okay.
Thanks very much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't set me up with Bonner and not expect me to laugh.
It's not Bonner, though,
is it? Sorry, Bonner.
Bonner!
Is that you, Mrs. Bonner?
It's Bonner.
Bonner, yeah, Mrs. Yeah.
And son, of course. Son of Bonner. You thought it was Bummer and Son at the start.
So I did.
Where'd you get that?
That's what it sounded like.
No, Bonner.
Okay. You've got a Bonner.
My turn.
Yes.
Hello, Stiffy Art. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hello, sorry, my name's Chris. I'm just calling about your business. Spit it out.
Yes. No. Stiffy Art.
Oh. Come on, mate. Like,
yeah?
What do you do? What is Stiffy Out?
No, it's not Stiffy Out, it's Stiffy Art.
Sorry. I don't know what's worse. So, like, what is it? So what's the business?
The business is actually expressionism and abstract art.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
where do Stiffies come into it then?
Stiffy's my surname.
Stiff by name.
Stiff by nature. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've never heard of a Mr. Sorry. Stiff. I'm sorry. So, can I explain what's going on? So, my name is Chris Stark, and I work on BBC Radio 1. And, and so we just thought we'd give you a call at the moment on Radio 1 because your business name sounded fascinating. I'm here with my colleague, and his name is Scott Mills.
Hello.
I don't know if you've heard of him.
Hello.
And so, really, we wanted to find out a bit more about your business.
I just had I just had to get involved, Mr. Stiffy. I really wanted to speak to you.
Well, can I just stop you there, Scott? Are you Mr. Stiff or Mr. Stiffy?
I'm Mr. Stiff.
When your business is called Stiffy Art, do people expect certain types of pictures that you're creating?
I think the most common question is what I actually paint with.
Yeah.
Not, and Yeah, and how far do I stand away from the canvas is probably the most common.
Well, you are a legend. Thank you very much for taking our call.
Yeah, and it sounds like you just take it all in good fun as well with it all, which is no bad thing. Listen, if I was called Stiffy, I'd talk
embrace
about it every day. Yeah. Yeah, embrace it.
Yeah, no, I'd never leave the house.
Embrace the Stiffy. Stiff.
Stiffy.
Mr. Stiff. Stiff by name.
Stiff by nature.
Go on.
What's your first name?
I was Jonathan.
With the Stiff family name, has there ever been any problems with, say, first names in the family?
No, but surnames, because my mother's maiden name, believe it or not, was Cox when she got married.
Wow, no. So she went from Stiffy
to a Cox.
What a chance.
Some people have all the luck. Double barrel. Good to speak to you. Thank you, Mr. Stiff.
All right. Cheers and take care. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye.
I love him.
I couldn't not get involved.
No, it transcended this particular feature, didn't it? Mm. When you get through to a Mr. Stiff, I've never encountered a Stiff one before, have you?
No.
No, I don't think we have. I'm sure there'll be some Stiffies listening right now and loving this. Anyway, great funny business today.
Also Stiffy.
It's rubbish, actually.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Remember that time where Curtis Pritchard from Love Island met superfan Steve, his biggest fan in the world? How many times did Curtis say, lovely young lady, on Love Island?
No idea. I've got this.
Steve.
Yes?
70, lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. You're a lovely young lady. You are a lovely young lady. Lovely young lady. Lovely young lady.
No,
you're a lovely young lady.
I don't need you to tell me. I don't need
lovely
you to say them.
Young lady. You're a lovely young lady.
You don't need to do it like as many
you
times.
You really are a lovely young lady.
If you don't need to do it as many
lovely
times.
Lovely lady.
Just tell me this. How many you, times you said it.
Lovely lady.
It's hard for me to keep a straight face in the studio as well, you know?
I know, at least I'm not in there.
Yeah, because you're on the phone in the next room, pretending to be Steve, with all the answers written down.
Yeah.
Last week, Andy Murray. That was stressful. Tomorrow, Steve meets Gemma Collins.
BBC Radio 1.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hiya, Sarah.
Hello, how are you?
All good. What are you doing today?
I'm just sat in the van right now, just chilling.
On the van, what do you do?
I'm a geologist.
Okay, remind me, what is that? Isn't that rocks?
I get people to drill me boreholes, and then I look at the rocks they bring back and check their properties to make sure they're good for building on.
Okay. Now, I'm hearing that you've been slightly unwell.
Yes, was at the weekend, but yeah. Feeling a bit better now.
Well, also, like, half of this building are ill. One of our team is really ill at the moment. Should we have the flu jab?
Hello. Yeah, yes. I don't know what the crack is with that.
Is that in the...
No, I don't think so. I don't know why you assume it.
You can still get them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have been going
the
major
jab.
On the anti-back here.
I'm not, you've just, he's literally just anti-backed everything.
I've anti-backed that side. We were in a different studio earlier on. I anti-backed that one as well.
Have you anti-backed my keyboard?
I've anti-backed it all.
Thank you very much.
Mate, I've really gone for it.
Because there's another one today that's getting a little bit ill as well.
They're dropping here. And then they're all jumping on the bandwagon as well. I'm only joking. No, everyone's got legitimate illness.
Yep.
But I have gone major on the anti-back. I'll tell you who put the fear into me, and that was Trevor Nelson, of all people.
Ah.
When he was here, I remember him sitting me down and saying, "The thing is, Chris, at Radio 1, when one person gets ill, everyone gets ill. You've got to be careful."
It's true, because we're all in these little boxes all day. We're all sharing the headphones, we're sharing the microphones, we're sharing the keyboards. Dirty. Right, Sarah, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah. Heads will roll. Yeah.
It's just the A-track remix.
Yeah. Correct.
Knowledge. Good choice. All right, on the dirty theme, though, I've gone for this on Bangers.
You've got me paranoid now.
Yeah. This is a banger if you are driving around. This is Riding Dirty.
Oh, Riding Dirty.
Oh, Riding Dirty.
Really good song.
Yeah.
Chameleon. Doing well today, guys.
Hey, Scott, where was it you said that?
It wasn't me. It was
the spin class.
It was a slightly camp spin instructor at the spin class, and he played that track and he went, oh, yeah, Riding Dirty. And it was great.
Oh,
Riding Dirty. Okay. Oh, my God. By the way, I need to tell you in a minute. I just heard the most lame lift chat in the world.
Oh, really?
Oh, right. We'll do it in a minute. Okay. Sarah, what are we going for?
I think it will be the second one. I can't remember the name of it now.
Riding Dirty.
Riding Dirty.
Riding Dirty.
How could you forget it after we just said that?
I don't know. They're hating, patrolling and trying
to get me riding dirty. One Extra Talks. It's about real life stories.
It happened to me at that moment in time.
Your life and the issues we all go through.
I didn't see any black boys that looked like me.
Topical stuff that affects us all. The place where we get open and honest.
Why are you dating? What? It's just common sense, no?
Covering topics like body image, being gay and black, hustle culture, relationships, your health, and much, much more.
They just think there's only one of us when there's like thousands of us.
We get past all the taboos so we can get to the heart of the subject.
One Extra Talks with Rhys Parkinson.
Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds. They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music's so loud, I'm swinging.
Is that Chameleon Air, yeah?
Yeah.
Ah. Good one, that.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Oh, no, I just forgot who the artist was.
I thought you were about to say I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, I haven't. That was Riding Dirty on BBC Radio 1.
That is a driving tune,
yeah.
That is.
Varun in Leicester says, perfect cruising tune. Chameleon Air's just made my December, says Rosa in Corby. Best banger you've had, Chris. Not many people upset with that decision today, actually. Amy and Ryan on the way home from Belfast, a little bit hungover after their Christmas party. Loved that as well. Can I just tell you about this lift chat?
Yeah, go on then.
I mean, you do hear some things. You know what it's like if you've got lifts at your work? You just hear the most lame chats because people feel they have to talk to each other.
My favourite was the other day. You got so irritated by the fact that the lift was so busy and stopping on every floor. This was after the show, we were both leaving, that you started talking really loudly about everyone in the lift.
Did I?
Yeah, you were basically just hating on everyone. And because everyone was too polite and silent about it, you would just insult them all.
Well, it's those people that, like, go from zero to level two. And I'm... Did you not fancy walking, though? Yeah, that, I get a bit loud with it.
Be careful.
There's
there.
Two floors, you know what I mean? Walk. Use the stairs. Right, so this one is classic today. Man looks across at this lady. He obviously knows a bit, like, in the lift. Looks across at her, points at her lunchbox. What you got in there, then? A bit of salad. Ah, salad. I'm about to go out and get some nice pasta myself. Nice solid food pasta, isn't it? Yeah, I like pasta, yeah. Not all the time, maybe once or twice a week, but I do like it, yeah. It's miserable weather, isn't it, outside, yeah. Yeah, it's dark already. Zero floor, right, and then they get out, right? All right, see you later then.
Right, I think in the lift there's always two forms of chat, right?
Just look down and pretend to be on your phone,
also,
even if you're not.
No, but I've been guilty of this as well, and you do have to talk to people. It's either what happened on your weekend or what you've got planned for the other weekend.
Standard. BBC.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's our Christmas party tomorrow. Loads of people are in this situation right now, either tonight or tomorrow. Midweek's a funny one.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? Oh, can I say this? Yeah, I'm going to say this, right? Talking of Christmas party, I was chatting to someone here who had a dream about another member of staff that works here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now fancies them a little bit.
Yeah, it happens.
Now, I'm so tempted to name them, but I won't. But has got me thinking, like, one, why was I entrusted with this gossip? But two, there must be so many people listening right now that is in the same position to our colleague. You know where you fancy someone that you really shouldn't?
Also, a couple of drinks in at the Christmas party and suddenly the person that you've probably seen at work for ages suddenly becomes just a little bit more attractive.
Yeah, I think this happens in the office a lot. But even if it's just someone that you know or like a mate's boyfriend or girlfriend, something that you, like, if you're honest with yourself, you're like, I do actually fancy them a bit, but I shouldn't. It would be amazing to hear from those people. However, it does involve someone messaging in. And I imagine most people, if they know that they shouldn't fancy someone, wouldn't want to tell us about it. But I guess we could keep them anonymous, couldn't we? Like, there will be someone listening right now that fancies someone they know they shouldn't.
Okay, that's what we're asking. And I know, yeah, once again, it's a big ask. It's not like, not everyone is going to do this, but if you fancy it, 81199, we can completely change your, yes, name and we can completely change your voice so that nobody would ever find out.
But I think I was entrusted with this gossip because this person just needed a release. So maybe that's what we're offering. We're offering you the chance to just let it all out there.
So it's that thing of, yeah, fancy them, but really not allow because either, like, they're attached or you are,
yeah,
or...
Yeah.
But you can't help it. That's just the way
can't
you feel.
Can't help it.
Come on, then.
Where
oh,
are
hang
you?
On. 81199. There's a few coming in. Remember, complete anonymity will be happening. One! It's Scott Mills, Tyler, the Creator, coming up, and Tom Walker. It's that special time of year, and we're back on Stupid Street, festive edition. It's nearly Christmas, a few weeks away. What do you want? Well, what do you think you'll realistically get? Like, it'll be aftershave, watch.
Oh, it's always the same stuff, mate.
New bags, socks. You know, like some chocolate. Or, if they're feeling really lazy, a voucher, which I can't stand,
yeah,
myself.
But that's lovely, right, in its own right. That's Christmas for me. That's what comes with it. That's great.
Yeah. However, we went out on Stupid Street today with this one simple question. If you could have absolutely anything in the world for Christmas, what would it be? I'm, yeah, not talking about the stuff that you know you're going to get, like socks or, you know, like aftershave, perfume.
Yeah, no limits, right, to this, right? No budgets or anything.
We specifically said to them, there's no budget. The sky is the limit, guys, okay? You can have, if you want, like a holiday on a yacht.
Oh, go for like a million-pound holiday.
You can buy a yacht if you want. You can have a Ferrari. We told them they can have absolutely anything. A trip to space. So we said, if you could have absolutely anything in the world, Stupid Street, what would you have? Anything.
Anything, no.
And here are the answers.
Cash. That's it. Loads of cash, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I understand where they're going at the start there. Like, you'd expect that. If you could have anything, you would just say, well, I have unlimited cash.
Fine.
Right?
This girl doesn't want a trip to space. She doesn't want a Ferrari. Doesn't want a yacht. She wants...
soup maker.
She wants a soup maker.
Good.
Absolutely anything. A soup maker.
Anything in the world.
I need some storage for my workshop.
Yeah, but we said anything. Now, to be fair to this next guy, he is 5. So for him,
this next guy,
he's 5. So for him, actually, this is as good as a trip to space or like a $1 million holiday.
A quad, an electric quad.
He wants an electric quad. Anything in the world. What does this person on Stupid Street want? Like, sky's the limit.
better weather.
Hate to break it to you, hon, but December is Christmas and that's winter. It's never going to be better weather. What about you, nice young lady? What would you like out of anything in the world?
I need a psychologist for my dog.
Scott Mills.
1:40, Gemma Collins tomorrow. Oh, it's just, honestly, it's everything.
It's so good. We've done it already, otherwise we couldn't really talk about it in case people then told her. But it's gone so well.
And she really obviously does think that you are a real fan because she's like, it's Christmas. I'm going to let him win.
Mm.
But you can hear it all on the microphone. I mean, there's so many levels of goodness to this. Gemma Collins, Superfan Steve at 1:40. And then we can finally now tell you what we were doing the other morning. And we were slightly late for the show.
Scott, I put this picture up of Instagram in the things that we were dressed up in. Well, we can say it now, can't we?
Yeah.
You were dressed as Santa.
Yep.
I was dressed as a waiter.
Yeah.
There's a picture of me on your lap.
Now imagine doing your best GCSE acting to two of Hollywood's biggest actors. Yeah. That's what happened. I went full Santa and didn't come out of character.
Okay, so say who we've met.
The Rock and Kevin Hart.
All right. Now, we had this idea for it, which involved us dressing up. And we thought, right, we're just going to throw ourselves into it. This is going to be fun. And we had to do a little interview with them before we did the thing that we were going to do. And Scott, your acting as Santa the whole time was wonderful.
There's
so many good moments this. I cannot wait till we can play this.
I can't believe I dared to act in front of those two. Thursday on the show, The Rock and Kevin Hart.
Scott Mills.
Are we going to do Who Vent soon?
Yeah, we are. Right now, in fact. It's door 10 of the WhoVent calendar.
10?
Yeah. It's the 10th of December.
Whoa, rattling through.
Well, this is what worries me about you and Christmas.
Well, I'll deal with the presents in a bit. What are you worried about anyway? You worried about what you're going to get? Actually, I took inspiration from Stupid Street.
2 weeks
today.
Away.
Do you know what I thought I'd get you?
What?
Cash.
Yes!
No, there's not going to be much of it.
Give me some cash.
But I'll give you some cash.
2 weeks, mate. Two weeks and a day.
Do you wrap cash up?
Yeah.
You put it in a card, I guess.
Yeah, put it in a card. Anyway, day 10 so far on the WhoVent calendar. We've hooed Curtis and Amy breaking up on Love Island. Big deal at the time, not so much now. Then yesterday, it's not Terry's, it's mine. Dave is dead. And the Robert Dias gay commercial.
Yes.
I'm Mike. I work for Robert Dias and I'm gay. What's behind door number 10?
The WhoVent calendar with Scott Mills. What's behind door number 10?
We've improved all the fragrances. New Axe now with added.
Bomb chicka wow wow.
Bomb chicka wow wow.
Scott Mills.
It's been the chat for the last 2 days on the show. If you're an actor and you're doing a scene where you're making sweet, sweet love to another actor, is that cheating?
You see, I say yes.
But it's their job.
It's their job, but it's a professional cheater then.
Paul, what's your experience of this?
Well, I used to work in a casting suite. I was a cameraman. And I had to film my partner, who I'd just split up with, kissing several male models.
All right. And were they an actor, or was, I'm assuming?
Well, they were actors acting for a commercial part.
Okay. I was worried it was just one of the crew or something. No, that's fine. No, so, no. Okay, yes. And you had to film them at it?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was harsh.
Not that pleasant, really, after you've split up with somebody, is it?
No, it was a messy split up, and I was hurting a bit, and I had to deal with that.
Mm.
Tricky.
And how long did you stay in that job for?
20 years.
Oh. But she obviously moved on, right?
Yeah, she had to go.
She has to go.
Right.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's a tricky one, that, isn't it? It's... That's the thing, if you go out with someone that's an actor, it can seem like a lovely idea, can't
that's
it?
Right.
There's a lot of people who think it'd be great to go out with an actor.
Yeah.
But then you do have to watch them getting off with other people.
Scott Mills.
Gemma Collins is with superfan Steve, her biggest fan, tomorrow, 1:40. Make sure you're listening.